Hey, my friends, this is Tom, and welcome back to English Unleashed. Let me ask you a question. Can you understand English, but when it's time to speak, your mind goes blank and you can't speak? Well, you're not alone. Many learners understand a lot of English. They can watch movies, they can follow podcasts, but they still cannot speak. Why? In this episode, I will talk about that, and I will give you 5 simple tips to help you start speaking more and better. As always, in this podcast, I will speak slowly and clearly, so you can use it for shadowing. You can listen, repeat, and try to match my words, my rhythm, and my voice. My goal is to help you practice both listening and speaking at the same time. Let's begin. All right, let me tell you something important. Understanding English and speaking English are not the same thing. Many learners say, "I understand almost everything, but I cannot speak." That's very common. And there is a reason for it. When you understand, you are passive. That means you sit, you listen, you read. Your brain is receiving English. You don't have to do anything. You just need to know the meaning. But speaking is very different. When you speak, you are active. You need to do many things at the same time. You need to think of the words. You need to organize your ideas. You need to say the sentences. And you need to use correct sounds. And you need to do it fast, in real time. This is hard, even for advanced learners. But here's the truth. Most learners do not practice speaking. They read grammar books. They do listening exercises. They watch movies. They write in English. These are good things. But they don't help you speak unless you also use your voice. Speaking is a skill, like cooking, or swimming, or dancing. You only get better by doing it, not just thinking, not just watching, but doing. And that's what we're going to work on today. I want to help you speak more and feel more confident when you speak. So now, let me give you 6 simple tips to help you get started and start using your voice in English every day. Tip number 1. Don't wait for perfect grammar. This is very important. Many learners wait before they speak. They think, "I will speak when my grammar is perfect. I need to learn more first. I don't want to make a mistake." But the truth is, you do not need perfect grammar to speak. You only need to be clear. That means, can the other person understand you? If yes, then your English is working. Listen to this. Yesterday, I go to the park. Is it perfect grammar? No. But do you understand the meaning? Yes. That's what matters. When children learn to speak, they don't know grammar rules. They say, me want juice. I know like this. But everyone understands them. And they get better with time. You can do the same. Making mistakes is a good thing. It means you are trying. It means you are learning. It means you are using English in real life. Even native speakers make grammar mistakes. So, don't be afraid. Don't wait. Start speaking now with the grammar you have. Use simple words. Use short sentences. And most important, say what you want to say. Over time, your grammar will improve. But you will already be speaking, and that's amazing. So remember, fluent with mistakes is better than silent with grammar, okay? Fluent with mistakes is better than silent with grammar. Speak first, polish later. You've got this. Tip number two, learn chunks, not words. Here is a big tip, my friend, and it can change how you learn English. Don't study one word at a time. Instead, learn chunks. So, what are chunks? Chunks are short phrases that people use every day in real life. Not just one word, but a group of words that go together. For example, you learn the word busy, but in real life, people say, I'm a bit busy right now. I'm a bit busy right now. Sorry, I've got a lot on my plate. Sorry, I've got a lot on my plate. Let's talk later. I'm swamped today. Let's talk later. I'm swamped today. Each of these is a chunk. When you learn chunks, something amazing happens. You don't have to build sentences from zero, from scratch. You don't have to stop and think, how do I say this in English? The phrase is already in your brain, ready to use. It's like blocks of language you can take and use in real life. Can I help you? I'm not sure. That sounds great. What do you mean? These are real English. This is how people speak. When you use chunks like these, you sound more natural, more fluent, and more confident. So, how do you learn chunks? Here are some easy ways. Listen to real conversations from podcasts, shows, movies. Pay attention to the phrases people use again and again. Write them down. Not just one word. Write the full phrase. Like, I'll get back to you. It depends on the situation. That's a good question. Then, say them out loud. Repeat them. Practice them. Use them in your own speech. You can even record yourself and listen back. Every time you hear a good phrase, ask yourself, can I use this in my life? Could I say this at work? At a cafe? With a friend? If yes, learn it, keep it, and use it. So, remember, Don't just build English word by word. Build it chunk by chunk. Tip number 3. Speak to yourself. This tip is simple, but very powerful. If you want to speak English well, you must speak English every day. But here's the problem. Many learners say, "But Tom, I have no one to talk to. I don't live in an English-speaking country. I don't know any native speakers." I understand, my friend. But here is some good news. You don't need a partner. You don't need a teacher. You don't even need a friend. You can speak to yourself. Yes, talk to yourself. I know it may sound a little strange, but trust me, this works. And it works very well. Speaking to yourself is one of the best ways to practice English. Why? Because you can do it anytime and anywhere. At home, in your car, on a walk, while cooking, even in the shower. No schedule, no pressure, just you and your voice. Now, what should you say? Well, you can describe what you are doing. I'm making coffee now. It's raining outside. I need to charge my phone. Now, I'm opening the window. You can talk about your day. Today, I feel tired. I have a meeting at 10 o'clock. I want to go for a walk later. You can ask yourself questions. What do I want for dinner? Why is this important to me? How can I learn faster? You can even act out short conversations by yourself. Hello, how can I help you today? Yeah, I'd like a coffee, please. Sure. Anything else? No, thank you. You can play both parts. You can practice real-life situations in your own space. Now, you may ask, why is this helpful? Because when you speak to yourself, you train your brain to find words faster. You build fluency without stress. You learn to think in English. It's like going to the gym, but for your brain and your mouth. You are exercising your English every time you speak out loud. And the best part? No one is watching. No one is listening. No one is judging. You can make mistakes. You can try again. You can repeat as many times as you want. So, if you speak to yourself every day, your brain will start to think in English. You will stop translating. You will feel more ready to speak with others. You will feel more confident and more fluent. Tip number 4. Use AI, artificial intelligence. This tip is very important and very useful. AI means artificial intelligence, like ChatGPT, or Copilot, or Pi, the AI assistant. You can ask it questions. You can have a conversation. You can speak and practice every day. AI never gets tired. It's always ready to talk. And it won't judge your mistakes. So, you may ask, which AIs can help you practice speaking? My favorite is ChatGPT. You can type or speak. It can correct your sentences. It can help you practice dialogue. Next one is Pi, the personal AI assistant. You can talk with it, and it speaks back with a soft, friendly voice. The next one is Copilot. These apps even let you speak and listen in real time, like a real conversation. Here's how you can use AI. So try one of these. Start a simple chat. Say something like, "Hi, I'm learning English. Can we talk?" Or, "Let's practice a short conversation in a cafe." Then speak or type your message. The AI will respond. You can reply again, and the conversation continues. It's a safe place to practice. No stress, no pressure, just practice. You can also ask the AI, "Please correct my English," or "Can you speak slowly and simply with me?" It will help you. It will repeat things, and it will explain words. And you will learn while speaking. So why is this helpful? Because you're not just studying English. You are using English. You are practicing real conversations. You are training your brain to think in English. And you are building your fluency step by step. Tip number 5. Use the 4-3-2 technique. This is a powerful tip. It's simple, but it helps your fluency grow fast. Let me explain. First, choose a short topic. It could be a story you heard. It could be a podcast episode you listened to, or just something that happened in your day. Now, here's the technique. First, speak about the topic for 4 minutes. Speak slowly. Tell the full story. Use details. Then, take a short break and speak about the same topic again, but this time for only 3 minutes. Now, you need to speak a little faster. You will say the same things, but you must organize your thoughts better. Finally, speak again, one more time, for just 2 minutes. Now, you really need to speak smoothly. No long pauses. You know the story now. You are more ready. You say it clearly and fluently. This is a great technique. But why? Because the more times you tell the story, the more automatic your English becomes. You don't have to stop and think so much. You already know the vocabulary. You already know the sentences. And now you can say them faster and more fluently. So let's break it down again. Step 1, speak for 4 minutes, slow and full of detail. Step 2, speak for 3 minutes, a little faster. Step 3, speak for 2 minutes, smooth and fluent. You can record all these versions if you want. You can listen back and hear your progress. You will notice that your final version sounds stronger, more confident, and more fluent. Tip number 6, use one sentence in many different ways. So, take one sentence, just one simple sentence, and practice saying it in many different ways. This helps you think faster. It helps you speak more naturally. And it shows how flexible English can be. Let me show you how it works. Start with a very simple sentence. For example, I went to the store. Now, change it little by little. Add more detail. I went to the store yesterday. I went to the store yesterday to buy some bread. I went to the store yesterday because we didn't have any food at home. You can also change the feeling. I had to go to the store again. I went to the store, but it was already closed. Guess what? I went to the store and saw my old teacher. You can also change the grammar. I'm going to the store now. I've just been to the store. If I had gone to the store earlier, I wouldn't be hungry now. You can also change the subject. My sister went to the store. Nobody went to the store, so we ordered food online. All of these are just small changes, but together they help you learn how to think quickly, how to add details, how to use grammar in real situations, and how to express different emotions. This is real fluency. You're not memorizing. You are creating. Okay, in this episode of English Unleashed, we talked about why many learners can understand English but still find it hard to speak. Remember, speaking takes practice. Use your voice. Use it every day. This is English Unleashed, and I'm Tom. Keep speaking and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.